Absolutely, everyone. This is Parker Pathways, May 14, 2017, the third live hour on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I wanted to mention in terms of the contaminations from various forms of metals and bioforms. You have, I'm going to shorthand this because I just don't have the time, and that's my fault. I wanted to tell you about lithium. There's a big rush now in Bolivia for trying to mine lithium. You know, lithium is a lot of other deposits of lithium. It's a big investment potential right now. Of course, it's part of the United Nations control of the world. I'm going to make this really short and sweet for you because of time constraints. But lithium is found in food sources. It's a chemical element, has the atomic number of 3. It's a very soft white metal. It belongs to the alkali metal groups. It's the lightest metal on the chemical chart, and it's the least dense of a solid, actually. And it's flammable, of course, and the big reason that people are telling you when they want to buy lithium is they want the electric car, they want the new battery, but the cars, which in the future have a state of the art to be able to develop lithium in such a way that it'll be in that way and everybody buys that, you know. They have the fancy ads. They show the woman dancing around in a red dress, and she's throwing keys around to the males, but the women in their body language in the ad is that they grab the key in the air, you know, for the lithium, you know, the battery cars. And, of course, they've got this look on the male's face in the ad, you know, that he's being sheepified. That's another thing. I mean, this is Mother's Day, you know. But you guys have got to get it together. You know, you're just being messed up in your head. That's my private view, and that's not why I wanted to get into lithium. But you know, I want to put you on alert, you know, because you're being made extinct. That's one of the 59 females in Congress. That's their aim. Most of those females that run the thing, that's most of their aim, is to decrease the masculinity of thought. They don't hide that. They don't hide it. They haven't hid that for openly women in their women conferences, which are supposed to be about science or the rest of it. No, they talk about how to demail everything, you know. Next to saying they want to cut off their balls, that's really what they call it, demailing. It's called intersite, is a new term. And this has a lot to do with the brokers in the stock market in terms of lithium. They call it a female metal. In other words, if you were in Spanish, Spanish language has male and female designations. Y single de palacidosas in lithium. So it's found in foods, it's found in grains and vegetables, and it's put into the biosolids for other reasons. And it's in the drinking water. And our body has lithium, of course, and but it depends on the type of food. If you consume it a period of time, that you can change the sperm in such a way to chlorine itself will destroy the sperm tail. And that was my first reference that I went out the door with 10 years ago. And, of course, the government, every month, on clockwork, they're wanting me to suppress that, you know. You know what the joke is? Which is not a joke, trying to kill people, but that's the government's own work. Yeah, you see, the people don't understand that the human beings have been experimented on for 50, going into 60 years, with the water, with the concept of the ammonia, the development of the system, the medical studies, hundreds and hundreds of them. I have in a secure place, locked, of all those peer-reviewed medical records. I did that before I went on air. And naive me, and I'm connected, and I just assume, you know, Congress will never let that happen. To have people die from the drinking water, change the population? Dumb me. I'm in the class at Stanford with Paul Ehrlich for 2 weeks, you know, that type of story, in terms of the population bomb. John Holdren is in the engineering department working in the other way, and he's writing a 925-page book on how to depopulate the Earth. And he's only two classes away. God, I feel so dumb sometimes. I can't even believe it. But you know what? It bothers me because I was always, you know, they never knew what to do with me, so they put me in these special classes, you know. And I remember when they were starting the field of genetics. That was when the textbook was 92 pages. Page 3 of that, I kept that book, and it talks about the very thing I'm talking about right now. That's a lot of years ago. So you've got a water supply system associated with the increase of suicides with lithium, homicides and arrest records for the drug use for the crimes, which are also monitored by satellite so that you know what drug you're taking. So the biochemical mechanism of that lithium are really multifactorial any way you look at it. And so that lithium is essential as one of the provisional developments of it. If you have 140-pound adults, you can 1,000 micrograms a day of lithium is suggested and placed into the food. And that gets into the soil with the biosystem, and, of course, it's combustible. And it also, what's called the hexameric structure of beryllium, which is a fragment of a crystal. Now, if you have the placement of lithium in oil in the process, and you do one of the things that Professor Emoto, whom I interviewed on my program, Thoughts of Love and Gratitude in the Water Crystal, all right? And the thing, of course, is advanced work, but he used lithium in one of the experiments, and, of course, I have all those notes the family gave me after he died. And I'll make a long and short of it. No matter what the government tells you, the end game for lithium And the water contamination and depopulation is based on building nuclear plants. And that is in President Trump's program. And no matter what you have been told or what you just trust me, you heard it here. And the lithium supply and the control of the world is a real facet of which in Bolivia, of course, they've always had economic problems in Bolivia. They've been trying to mine lithium for some time, but the Germans decided, well, if you can't do it well, we'll do it. And that's what the Germans have done. And they wanted the money for that. You're talking about a couple million people to have more money than God and on the lithium mining. And Bolivia is called a resource curse because they can't understand. You know, the government is copying what the Inca people did, where the Bolivians in the Inca era would sell resources to these foreign, newly divided countries. This is before Christ, you know. And they would leave the rest of the country in poverty, and that's been their story. It's called Sacar Gagari Lavria. And it's really meaning extract, make money, and leave, you know. And that might be what the Mayans did eventually when they were taken up in their spaceship, because you can't run that spaceship without an expanding form of lithium, which was really placed in the sarcophaguses of Mayan carved spaceship type tombs. And that's something you're not supposed to know about either. So there you are, boys and girls. You have your first lesson in the facts. And you ask yourself, well, why in the food? Why would you take a biosolid and put it in the food and have a handed developmental system of what's called a seed pod? Because you're affecting the plants. So what kind of plants are you affecting? Well, you're being affecting the plants that people eat. So the food business is going into snacks, because that's everybody is nice, busy. And while women sit at cafes and eat their husband's fortune, drink wine, talk to each other, and bitch about their husbands. And that you'll find in most of the hip places, you know. But I'm not being facetious when I say that. It's really true, you see. You can go down. This is the deal. This is one of the things of being in a deathbed. You learn a lot more than sometimes as you're walking around. But the thing is that where you are is that, you see, this has been through the centuries, you see. And people, if mothers wish to raise their children to get into the new world, and this is going to be, and this is already changing, you can be in places where you not hear the English language in America. You can hear languages that you don't recognize. I speak several, and I swear to you, I do not know what the hell I'm hearing. Again, people in the language are saying, good, you know, what the hell did he say? So let's say you eat orchids, and it takes 4,000 orchid tubers in Turkey and Zambia, and to make flour. These are sacred orchids that are going extinct. They eat a food called Donnarumma ice cream in Turkey, and they use the orchid tubers to do that. And they're changing the DNA by metabarcoding so that they can have these orchids continue. But these fungals on the orchids, this is why I always praise an orchid. I always, naive me, when I found in my heyday when I had a woman's heart, I'd give her an orchid and she'd go, phew, you know. Never had a woman accept an orchid, and orchids in the Orient, of course, are highly favored, you know, but the whole thing. Orchid to me is a sacred flower to give to a woman, and also thing has to do with the forms of fertility and the beauty of it. And of course, they don't want to care for them. Women want their maids to take care of the flowers today. So in these other countries, they have the orchids, which is a food similar to our potatoes, and they're called plantlets, you know, and particularly in Zambia. These flowers, as they stand, were some of the first flowers on Earth, and they're going extinct because of the alternate food systems, which the elites want you to start eating. And in the new time crystals, where information is being placed in drops of water and preserved in the time crystal, the formation of how to genetically develop temperature and antimatter in the crystal is being placed in the crystal. This is called Woods X theory, and the time crystals, of course, are showing where you have antimatter, where you can go, forward and backward in time, and that's something that has to do with food. At BioSolids, what do you have? A contaminant. So the master plan is to develop contaminants within the waste system, and in fact, these are right out in the open. These are waste management data where the unions just come into that, you know, and just say, well, we're going to, you know, they tell you that they're giving cancers cancers entities within the genetic system. Kind of interesting. A guy didn't go to college, whereas the waste disposal plant, and he's telling you about genetics, you know, and how you change it. Let me give you another kick up, which was not part of the plant discussion, but it's absolutely, this is serious business. Because if you change orchids, which is the main ingredient of all these pulverizing tubers of the whole world's exotic plants from the orchid. And in England, and the tea and coffee took over orchids some time ago, but in Turkey and Zambia and other forms of the system going into Sweden, they want to bring the orchid back. And they have to form, these countries have to form a separate government to do that, because this is out of the United Nations purview for the promotion of the transhuman. Now, speaking of that, there's a big, and has been for some time, an aversion to people that are overweight, because they don't understand the metabolic syndrome, they don't understand how fat's metabolized, they just have criticism. And cannibalism has been thought of after the Kobe beef system, and right now Kobe beef's running around $195 a pound, and it's like when you know, they say, well, Captain, what would you like to have as your last meal? And you know, if that comes about, I said, well, I joke with them. I said, I told my stem cells not to order that, you know. And they don't realize I'm telling them the truth. I've always found in life, you tell people the truth, they don't believe you. I don't know, it's human nature. But what we got is cannibalism. Massaging fat people, overweight people for food. And a few shows from now, I'm going to talk about that. And you talk show hosts out there that listen to me, this is territory you don't have a jack idea what the hell I'm talking about or where it is. You might think that we're just talking about some kind of offbeat splinter group and the United Nations. No, we're not. We're talking about water, the biosolids, and the new forms of food that the United Nations and the New World Order want you to eat. We will see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome aboard. We have just an amount to cover, and I want to make sure I get this call in. We have a whole lineup of calls, but I want to get this one in. Wynn from California, thank you for calling.
Hi, Dr. Parker. I wanted to make a couple comments since it's Mother's Day. You said years ago about watching sci-fi movies, and I've always hated sci-fi movies, but once I got into it, you said that you were a consultant on the movies things about the science behind whatever they would show on some movies, and that there's one called Children of Men, and that is exactly what Mother's Day is all about, because they sterilize everybody. This one lady gets pregnant. They're trying to hide her. And this video, everybody should watch this, because this is where we're headed for, Children of Men. Secondly, is that this morning on KQED 88.5 FM radio, they were talking about making synthetic human DNA and animals. And that was very frightening to hear, because they're now making synthetic meat in Silicon Valley. That was on the day before. And I thought, my God, they're making synthetic humans. This is is really frightening. But worst of all, like the atrazine, and you're talking about apathy in people, since your show goes nationwide, I would suggest that everybody, you know, call your consumer affairs people, call your congressman, senator, and go after this atrazine, because it was banned in Europe 14 years ago, and it's also banned in Canada. Surgentex makes it, and they can't even sell it in Switzerland where it's made. This stuff, it mutates baby boys' genitals. It makes the penis short and the genitals don't, the gonads don't grow together.
That's right.
And what you had just said about putting that on tampons and you put it up at what it does to a female, it makes them more masculine. And they're creating a third sex. And everybody,
that's right.
Their mothers
right.
should be serious about this. I've talked about
that's
it
right.
a few times at different city council meetings. And when I first said it, they all were laughing at me. And I went to Congressman Swalwell's office with 15 people from Credo Action and tried to get their group to ban atrazine. He did nothing. I called him last week about it. And one of the other things, too, is this biosludge. At our city council, they just built this new thing to cook the poop and make it safe, they claim. And they showed this video to everybody, and they gave them, of course, an award to the biosludge makers. And we have a power plant here in Hayward that is constantly spewing out chemicals which get into the groundwater, which goes through that biosludge. And the stuff's poisoned. They're fined all the time for it. And this biosludge, they put it in schools, they put it on playgrounds, they put this in this book, Science for Sale by David Lewis, they said that they put it in black areas and Indian reservations first, but now they're putting it all over the cities. And they do sell this biosludge fertilizer, and like you said, the cities aren't getting kickbacks on it. But the worst part, this stuff is so toxic that they said some of these chemicals in the heat doesn't kill strep or staph germs, and just
that's
breathing
right.
it, if your house is next to it, you can get this stuff in your lungs, and it'll kill you
that's
with having
right.
strep or strep in your lungs. Strep.
That's exactly right.
But the worst part, this biosludge, when they put it in your schools, you know, kids get it on their shoes, they track it into their homes, and right now with all the lead leaching from the chloramine and fluoridation in the drinking water, they're tracking lead into your house. And
that's right.
This is something, these two things, the biosludge and the atrazine, any mother in this country should be livid about this and go after the Congress and senators to get bills passed to stop this. And
that's
if
right.
they can stop atrazine in Europe and they can stop it in Canada, what the heck are we putting 70 million tons a year? So 70 million, just think what's in our groundwater and in our rivers and everything that we drink. It goes right into our drinking water.
That's
70
right.
million tons annually. So please, I suggest all moms out there, quit being apathetic. Get off your butt and save your children. They're mutating
no,
our genes.
And I agree completely with what you're saying. Another thing, the other thing, too, is that a lot of the females are out there on their walks about the BRCA1, BRCA2 genes and the whole lot of the amount of work that went in to discover those genes in the first place. But they're walking in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
In my opinion, they should be going to the White House at that metal fence, pounding on it with their very fists and saying, "You bastards, you're killing us, and you've been doing it for years, and we want you to change these things." And this is why I'm not kidding. I mean, remember when we started on air? I don't know if you were listening to me at the time, but your work is well known, appreciate it, but they were telling us that they were killing us, and nobody listened. Listen,
they
I want to
still
thank
know
you.
that chloramine causes breast cancer, and these women just want to keep walking for a cure. They continue to drink it.
And thank you for the call because I got a break coming up. But thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Partner Pathways, and we're leading into different forms of how the brain works within how we eat foods that are going to be forced upon us in the time crystal. And what a lot of people don't tell you about nutrition is, and most of it is not completely showing in its right way. For instance, if you have a potassium-rich food, like sweet potatoes, which I dearly love, avocados, absolutely. Spinach, I have about 3 or 4 recipes for spinach alone used with brandy, cooking beef, beans, bananas, various forms of coffee, All of these kinds of foods can lower blood pressure. Everyone knows about sodium. It's a way to lower blood pressure, but when you look at the endocrinology and metabolism, which needs to be changed by the elites, this affects, when you have potassium, they don't tell you that part, can affect and help your blood pressure and also affect the gaps in the brain. There are certain gaps in the brain which I want to talk about in the future. I want to talk about them. But you can have, there's one project of stem cells where they're increasing sight. I never programmed it for that, but they've increased the sight of a patient that's 80 years old. And one of the inspirational processes of these foods to change the potassium was what I had experimented on in terms of suggestion of the stem cell remembering that process, and which is a form of metaphysical principle that the stem cell gives that signal. So if you had, you have the suggestion by Norman Borlaug von, who I think it was in 1970, was a biologist. And he was the one who really coined the Green Revolution. And what he was talking about is the idea of eating algae and corn husks and crickets and lab-grown meat, synthetic milk, genetic-modified fat from humans. And that was in 1970. It was required reading at the time, about in the 1980s and 90s. And the idea is to change agriculture by applying the optimal amount of water and fertilizer and pesticides and, of course, labor. So what's happened when they made the contract with the post-President Roosevelt's tenure as president of the Second World War, they went into biosolids and in terms, and it was at that time that the United Nations had their plans for the change of the genetic process of the humans, and the genetics wasn't really formed. Like in, when I started, it was 92 pages. Now it runs into about 800-page textbook, weighs around 3.5 pounds. And there's valuable information, but the idea it all hinged on the water. They knew then that the water affecting the food would control the genetics. So the idea of eating crickets, other types of insects, modified meat, so that is where food is going. In other words, you have, there's a farm in Arizona where fudge is made from goat's milk, very unique. And of course, the places that grow food from vertical farms, they say, well, it uses less energy and land, which is true. These are foods that are grown along high rises. The people by the lower part of the high rises, by the way, are scrambling for their life. And a lot of the platforms are flying cars in these fictional science films. But this is what this is now. It's one of the purposes of Google, to be able to... I think I always wondered why the leader of Google was on the stand of Obama when he was first elected president. I thought, well, maybe he's just a contributor, you know. But after digging with contacts, I found out, no, he's a new planet. And that's the way they see it, it's a new planet. So you have the energy, the use of the cultivation based upon the death panel, the Obamacare death panel, is how much energy, and I've talked about this in the metrics, in terms of water that you use, in the terms of the new foods. So, algae and insects as part of it, but even 3D printing the food, and of course the different types of gelatin foods, and into the new meats, and this is called, in the terms of the fostering, is a real turn for climate change. All right. Now, I just want you to just hold that thought for just a moment, and just think a minute about what that actually means. In other words, if you have investments in the world in terms of food, and what I'm presenting to you today will be one of my poster presentations sent to Europe on September 13th. And it has to do with the capital investments based upon the metrics of food and the theme of how I'm going to tour a rear end in the United Nations idea of global change. And the idea of saying, well, what is meat? It'll be fake meat. With the biotech alternatives of animal flesh. It doesn't involve farming or butchering or anything of that sort, but that's the naive belief that people have, but that's where it's going. And the veggie burger that bleeds. And these are form of the Boca burgers and the Sultan sandwiches. And the idea of changing the future of fake meat as part of a new amino acid sequence that will be part of the DNA sequence that the last caller is talking about, changing the DNA of the people to accept new foods. Now, the new fish meat is already invented. It's grown, the cells are grown in the laboratory, and the plant-based proteins, for instance, are now growing shrimp meat from plants. The formation of the new menus and chefs and the process, I plan to contribute to that in another piece of it, have already been developed. It's called, you have a bug diet for chickens and fish, and it's made from black soldier flies, which are added to the feed, and it's made from the larvae. So the flies create the larvae for the new feed, for the artificial, or the new food. Now, over in Europe, with some chefs that I'm communicating with, the new gel foods, which I talked about 5 years ago, I did 4 shows on this very subject. And the new food is called the in vitro meat, or clean meat. You know, this is what the governments in Europe are doing. And of course, this will be completely in America. This is Memorial Day is next week. I think by the beginning of next month, all that I'm saying will be formalized to begin. Nuclear material to be used in the formation of food. The formation of the vitro meat, in vitro, which means it's artificially grown. And the in the medical circles, there'll be the working on the generation of human organs from stem cells, which I will be writing a lot about and talking a lot about, since I am one of the products of that science. And in the Netherlands, it will be funded by Google co-founder Sergey Brin, who is on the socialist panel of Obama for the, what is called the New Socialist Society. The new cultured chickens are going to be part of this whole system of the development of new bacteria. There are also meat breweries which have a new yeast, and some of them are making beer out of human urine. Now, if you put forth in the tanks, like, I would have, you know, like the synthetic wine is already developed. Of course, it's going to be perfected. It really looks like a powdery plastic a powder, which is converted to several forms of wine because the soil is contaminated on the earth from the biosolids. It's expected in the wine industry that grapes, as we know them, are no longer being able to function. Now, the developer's ready for the new menus. One is called the Kyoto Yuba, and it's a cream called Kunilage, which is scooped yuba. And right now, yuba is very popular in Indonesian countries. And you take heirloom tomatoes, like brandy wine, you add virgin oils, some sherry vinegars, some cloves of salt. And then you have a chanteau mushroom. And in practically all the recipes, the cherry tomatoes are in there. But the whole process is that the idea of having a vegan soy cream that can be blended into a sauce changed into the artificial vegetables, the making of the fake meat to have the taste. What kind of market are we talking about? The investment conference that will occur on September 13th, 2017, will be in London. It'll have the institutional investors and the social entrepreneurs, all the senior stakeholders. Guess how many people will be there? I will have my poster presentation there. I can't go there physically, but I understand that if I were to give a seminar in London, there have been, I'm not even on a sign up for a seminar. How would you like it? 4,000 people have already signed up from all over the world for me to give a seminar. There is expected to be 25,000 people in the Investing for Good Europe. It's called the Innovation Financing of the Force for the Capital Markets for Food. Now, the reason that this is important is that the global investors are investing in who lives and dies on the planet, but it's called the Climate Bond Initiative on investments. These are issues of what they call green bonds to follow the Paris Climate Agreement of 2015. It's been signed by 190 countries. Now, President Trump will be at the table. I'll see you at the other end of the break, and I appreciate you as my Parker Pathways listeners that are faithful. You know I speak the truth. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Present from our artificial food in the terms of your diagnostic tests that I recommend for the differentiation of the bowel, which needs to be changed in order to determine intestinal inflammation. Now, the life cycle of a bile acid will be your future ticket for being able to live in the future world. that is upon us on the biosolid water sterilization change of sex chemistry and medical biotics. You see, in order to have your system work within the New World Order, your liver must be able to transfer cholesterol to what's called a 7AC4 gene in terms of its transfer point of a substance called calprotectin, which is the what's called a cytosol protein, which is in your white cell, specifically your neutrophil. In order to change the formation of the chemistry of the carcinogenic agents in the drinking water, you must have a carrier by which you can change the gene and work the process of the developmental system of what is in the feces, which is in the biosolid. So you have the test that I would recommend is to screen for what's called SEHCAT. Now, this is a chromatography type test, very sophisticated for determining the bile acid. What you do is that the bile acids emulsify as dietary fats in the intestine. They go through the process of developing into the lower intestine, which about 5% of that remains in the colon. That's called CA, and that's into the pelvis. So the new foods will be genetically coding from the change in your probiotics in the lower intestine. And then that's reabsorbed as folic acid. That goes back to the bile acid, which has a negative feedback on what's called the bile acid synthesis. And then that changes the cholesterol to be the signal for the change of the genetic code for you to survive as a transhuman. Now, the bile acid will have a diarrhea to it, and it has to be reabsorbed by the active transfer to that terminal ileum part of the body. All right? So you have to figure out which mitochondria that you will use in probiotics to change your life. And I will do that for you in future Parker Pathways program. I want to thank the station and the producer and the callers and to the people who love and support me. And you know who you are. I love all of you. And thank you for listening to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN. Happy Mother's Day, lovely ladies. I really love all of you. That's probably my weakness. But there's only one rose. We'll see you next week. 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN. Support the station. And God bless America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.